And Matt Bevan joins us now. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran.
What's making news around the world?
Well, look, the big news this morning is that a time and location has been set for a meeting between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. But just a bit of background to this. Over the years, North Korea has done some pretty horrific things to Americans. In 1976, a group of American and South Korean soldiers were ordered to cut down a poplar tree in the DMZ, which was apparently blocking a view. The North Koreans claimed that the tree had personally been planted by their leader, Kim Il-sung, and attacked the Americans, killing two of them with axes. The most recent horrific killing of an American by North Korea was of a young man named Otto Warmbier. Here he is speaking at his high school graduation just a few years ago in 2013.
As we prepare to leave Wyoming High School, it feels like saying goodbye to a close friend. In a literal sense, it is. Many of us will move far away and not come back for a long time. But there is also a different kind of goodbye. A farewell to something larger than just a friend. This is our last day together as Wyoming High School's class of 2013. No matter where we go or what we do, though, we will always have this group here.
President Trump outlined what happened to Otto Warmbier at the State of the Union in January this year.
On his way to study abroad in Asia, Otto joined a tour to North Korea. At its conclusion, this wonderful young man was arrested and charged with crimes against the state. After a shameful trial, the dictatorship sentenced Otto to 15 years of hard labor before returning him to America last June, horribly injured and on the verge of death. He passed away just days after his return.
After the release of Otto Warmbier last year and his death a few days later, there were three Americans left in North Korean custody: Kim Dong-chul, Kim Hak-song, and Tony Kim. Overnight, those three men arrived home after U.S. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo secured their release. The hostages briefly described through a translator the conditions they suffered under.
Yes, we were treated in many different ways. For me, I had to do a lot of labor, but when I got sick, I was also treated by them.
The three men all look healthy. They were smiling and shaking hands on the tarmac in D.C. And Donald Trump seemed quite happy too, saying he wanted to thank Kim Jong-un. Just one second. There we go.
We very much appreciate that he allowed them to go before the meeting. It was sort of understood that we'd be able to get these three terrific people during the meeting and bring them home after the meeting. And he was nice in letting them go before the meeting. I mean, frankly, we didn't think this was going to happen, and it did. It was a very important thing to all of us to be able to get these three great people out. Well, we're starting off on a new footing. This is a wonderful thing that he released the folks early. That was a big thing, very important to me. And I really think we have a very good chance of doing something very meaningful. I really think he wants to do something. I think he did this because I really think he wants to do something and bring that country into the real world.
Donald Trump did talk about Otto Warmbier's parents during this impromptu press conference on the tarmac.
I must tell you, I want to pay my warmest respects to the parents of Otto Warmbier, who is a great young man who really suffered. And his parents have become friends of ours. They are spectacular people, and I just want to pay my respects. I actually called them the other day, and Mike called them also, Mike Pence.
The hostages arrived in Washington, D.C. at 3 a.m. local time. Donald Trump had something to say about that, too.
I think you probably broke the all-time in history television rating for 3 o'clock in the morning, that I would say. But I want to just congratulate. These are three great people, and congratulations.
There is a strong forgive and forget air about all this, Fran, which isn't just on the part of Donald Trump. One of the primary drivers of the peace process is South Korean President Moon Jae-in, who was actually one of the Korean soldiers who was standing alongside the Americans chopping down that poplar tree in 1976. When the axe murder happened. So Moon Jae-in was there at the time. He, though, seems very keen to move on from the horrors of the past. And that's moving a step forward today, Fran. Donald Trump has tweeted that the highly anticipated meeting between Kim Jong-un and myself will take place in Singapore on June the 12th. We will both try to make it a very special moment for world peace. There was a lot of debate about where that meeting would take place. Some experts thought North Korea would be unlikely to go anywhere they needed to fly because their planes aren't really great and their leaders have traditionally preferred land-based transport. But Singapore, in a month's time, it's going to be an amazing meeting, Fran, and potentially another big diplomatic coup for Donald Trump.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.